Well, today is the 19th of November 2020, and it's International Men's Day. And I want to talk about how important men are in our community, even though there's so much talk about gender equality. To help me out with that is Annalee Blundell. She's a professional people whisperer. She's joining us now. Thank you so much for joining us, Annalee. Good morning.
My pleasure, Mandy. Always happy to be here.
Well, I've asked you to join me on the show today because it's International Men's Day. I want to talk about the struggles that men have these days, where they're in a world where gender equality is a big topic and how they're coping with it. Annalee, let's start off with how men are dealing with it now. What are the three top issues that they have with dealing with gender equality?
Well, thanks, Mandy. And there's quite a number of things going on. Firstly, it's important to understand the context. And the context is that we're living in a moment of time when we have inherited systemic bias from yesteryear. Mm-hmm. So the man of today may not be personally responsible for all the bias in the system and society. Mm-hmm. However, they are responsible for actively dismantling the structures and systems that are holding bias in place. Mm-hmm. So it can be really confusing for the men of today when it sounds like all the conversations around gender equality are around what we need to do for women and women this and women that. Mm. And men sort of get this feeling of, does that mean that the men are bad? Does that mean that it's my fault? Does that mean that I'm perpetuating this issue? Mm-hmm. So a number of things that come out of that. One is men are finding that they're not sure of their role.
Okay.
You know, what is the new political landscape? Do I open the door for a woman and risk getting slapped? Do I not open the door for a woman and risk getting slapped? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do or how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
The second thing is they don't understand the lived experience of women and the inequality that they face. So it makes it harder for them to really identify with how it is for the two genders. You know, you don't know what you don't know. So it looks like that, you know, a man and a woman go for a job. A man gets the job, a woman doesn't. The man thinks, well, I worked hard. Why wouldn't I get this job?
Yeah.
But what they might not see is the fact that the woman didn't even get shortlisted because someone assumed she didn't have enough experience. So she didn't even get the opportunity to go for that job.
Okay.
The third thing is that they're not sure how to fix it. They're not sure what to do. I mean, what do you want me to do about this, Annalee? I don't know my role here.
Mm.
So this is where we enter issues around things like benign bias. And benign bias looks great on the surface. It might be something like, I'm a store manager and I say, no, 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 love, don't lift that. I'll take care of it. I'll do that for you, which it sounds wonderful and it sounds like manners, doesn't it?
Yes.
But to some people, maybe it's not. Maybe it's an inequality. Maybe it feels like, well, how am I ever going to be a store manager if the store manager thinks I can't lift these heavy things?
Yeah.
Why don't we get a trolley in place so that no one has to risk pulling their back out?
Yeah.
That's true equality.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's really interesting, though, is that, you know, here we are, two women talking about gender equality. But what I really wanted you to be on the show for today, Annalee, is I want men to know that we're listening and we don't want men to feel like they're not being heard or don't have a place to say that they're confused.
Absolutely. One of the things I like to say is that, you know, men are not bad. But they aren't blinkered. They're blinkered to the experience of being a woman. Of course they are. They're not women.
They're not women.
But what we need to understand is that in the fight for gender equality, if we want more men involved in the conversations, more men involved in, you know, taking action, then yelling at them and berating them for not being there is certainly not helpful. So people won't hear you until they feel heard.
Yes.
So we need to create a space to hear men. How do you need to be to see, to feel, in order to feel invited into the conversations that are going to change the game for everybody?
Yeah. We really appreciate your time today, Annalee. And International Men's Day is about celebrating the men in our community.
Thank you, Mandy. Always a pleasure.